Aid for the Palestinians. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden, within the last hour, visiting a Palestinian hospital in East Jerusalem, becoming the first U.S. president to visit that neighborhood since Israel seized it in the 1967 war. And the president pledged U.S. assistance.
I'm pleased to announce the United States is committing an additional $100 million to support these hospitals. Your staffs and that work for the Palestinian people. This is a multi-year commitment on both resources and expertise.
The president has just arrived in Bethlehem in the West Bank for a meeting with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. It's expected there he'll announce a $300 million aid package for the Palestinians. Later on, the president will fly from Tel Aviv to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia for meetings there. The president and Israel's Prime Minister Lapid signing an agreement yesterday to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear power. Mr. Biden saying he hopes through diplomacy, but Prime Minister Lapid disagreed.
Words will not stop them, Mr. President. Diplomacy will not stop them. The only way to stop them is to put a credible military threat on the table.
The administration had been urging Iran to return to the bargaining table to strike a new nuclear deal, but the president said the U.S. can't wait forever. Another bad sign for the economy, a day after the government reported consumer prices last month were up more than 9% from a year ago. The Labor Department said yesterday wholesale prices in June were more than 11% higher than last year. The administration has been citing a strong jobs market to validate economic policy, but yesterday the first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose 244,000. Gas prices have fallen again, down almost 3 cents a gallon since yesterday, according to the AAA, who says the average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. now just under $4.58. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A new report from the Los Angeles Times detailing some unforeseen problems with the push toward green energy. The report finding that expired solar panels are quickly filling up landfills, and toxic components in them could contaminate groundwater if not disposed of properly. According to the Times, about 140,000 solar panels are being installed every day in the U.S., but only about 1 in 10 expired solar panels are being recycled. Former President Donald Trump's first wife is dead.
In a statement on his social media platform, former President Trump says his ex-wife, Ivana, was a wonderful, beautiful, amazing woman. The Trump family said in a statement their mother was incredible, a force in business, a world-class athlete, a radiant beauty, and caring mother and friend. They say she was a survivor who fled communism and embraced the U.S., that she will be missed by her three children, Ivanka, Donald Jr., and Eric, along with her 10 grandchildren.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, Ivana Trump found at the bottom of a staircase in her Manhattan apartment yesterday. Police say they believe it was an accident. Ivana Trump was 73. Veterans of Operation Desert Storm and Desert Shield will be honored with a monument in Washington. An official groundbreaking ceremony yesterday. More than 30 years after the end of the Gulf War, the U.S.-led coalition of 40 countries liberated Kuwait from Iraq back in January of 1991. Officials hope to have the memorial completed on the National Mall by 2024. Is there something rotten in North Carolina's largest city? It certainly smelled like it yesterday.
People in Charlotte may have noticed an offensive odor in the air. It's called mercaptan, and it's a rotten egg-like smell. It's added to natural gas to make a leak easier to detect. Piedmont Natural Gas said their cleanup company was destroying tanks north of downtown Charlotte that were mistakenly reported as empty. They weren't empty. The good news, mercaptan is harmless. The bad news, it stinks.
Fox's Tom Graham, and I'm Jack Callahan.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.